I know you didn't play against Dallas last year, but how much different would you say their defense is this year compared to last year?
Personnel-wise, a little bit different. Just kind of scheme-wise, they're doing a lot of the same things.
What do you see from their defensive line again? Deep rotation, yeah. Big guys. I think really Henry's playing really well. What are you seeing from them up front?
A lot of guys. They're kind of shifting guys in and out, making sure everyone's fresh. We know Rod from here, and he's gonna coach those guys to get after the quarterback. And if you're tired, get out. Get somebody else in there that can do it. So they're gonna keep everyone rotating in there and try to keep pressure on the quarterback. And like you said, Henry's playing well. He's difficult to handle. He's very shifty in there, very quick.
You guys have struggled to throw deep. Is that because of the way teams playing you, or is that being unable to block?
No, both. It's a lot of things. We haven't scored early, so we've been behind a little bit. I don't think we've ran the ball probably as well as we wanted to early on. So, we haven't really forced teams to come up and play us tight.
How do you feel like that changed the game against Detroit when 40 really didn't get going at all?
Yeah, it's hard. Makes things hard. You want to have some balance, even if numbers wise it's not as balanced as you want to be. If you're running the ball efficiently and given the illusion that you're going to run the ball, it definitely helps.
Do you notice a difference in the way that their linebackers react to play action when the run's not established?
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of the play actions against Detroit, and they're flying out of there. They're getting underneath our stuff. So they get paid too. They're smart players.
Looking at last year's game, Tress said that there was some relevance showing you guys how well the offense played against them last year when they were up here. What can you take away from that, even though you weren't obviously a quarterback in that?
Played well. We ran the ball well in the second half. We got some big plays. Alshon made some big plays there. We got a big one before halftime. He had another one down the sideline. Some stuff that doesn't happen every game, so you kind of had to pluck those plays out. Other than that, though, we stayed in rhythm. Josh got rid of the ball well. We ran the ball effectively. So all the things that, third down there, we were good. We weren't giving up a lot of sacks. So.
Okay, how does the Thursday night schedule situation alter what you guys do? I mean, it seems like most professional athletes are creatures that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got two Thursdays in a row.
Yeah. It's different. Because yesterday was our Wednesday. But it was really Sunday. So, I think guys just kind of fall into place. And, today's, it's Thursday for us. So it is, it is what it is. We don't even know the difference. What did it say, Monday?
Yeah.
See, I mean, today's just Thursday. That's just kind of how we look at it. The next week is going to be a little bit different because we don't play till Monday. So we'll have to get back on track. But today's Thursday.
All quarterbacks like to throw the ball as many times as possible, but your life is much easier if you can
get out of hand. Yeah, I mean, you want to throw the ball. You want to throw touchdowns, you want to throw big yards, but you also want to win football games. And I think anyone that's been doing this for a while realizes that you got to have best of both worlds. You got to move the pocket, you got to be able to run the ball, you got to do some play action, you got to mix it up. There's no one out there that can drop back 40, 50 times consistently and win football games. It's really hard.
Is there anything you can point to that you guys haven't been able to establish the balance that Phil and Mark talked about coming out and by?
We're not effective on offense early in games. We're getting down. We're getting some penalties. We're pushing ourselves back. We're giving up some sacks. So we're getting some long first and long, second and long, third and longs, and that makes it hard. It makes it hard on the play caller.
What have you seen from Kyle Long in year two? Kind of what he's been able to do the last couple weeks?
He's fun to watch. Whenever he got here. Just a really raw talent. You could see that he's going to develop into a great player. But I think he's done a great job of listening to Chrome and Pat and really taking the techniques to heart and learning how to be an offensive lineman in their system. And now, his guy doesn't get through. I mean, he just he's pretty much locked down over there.
He's kind of like a little brother to you. He's taken to you.
Yeah.
Well, why? How did that happen?
I don't know.
you just turn around, he's there.
Yeah. Sometimes. You know, sometimes you want to pass him off on somebody else, but he's a heck of a guy. You know, I think all the guys in the locker room enjoy being around him. You know, I enjoy having him in the huddle, and sometimes I even let him come over to the house.
And you help him dress on game day?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he sends me pictures of what he's gonna wear and some selfies. It's an unusual relationship.
Jay, you guys have gone through, I think, 7 different starting offensive line combos. Obviously, that affects Matt's timing with the run game as well. Yeah. But how does that affect you as far as game protections?
You know, it has, but it hasn't. I mean, I think those guys have done a really great job. For as many, how many did you say, 7? You put 7 different combinations out there, and, you know, things are going to happen. That's only natural. But I think overall those guys have done a great job of, you know, putting together week in and week out a group that's going to go out and compete.
What stands out to you about their secondary?
They compete. They get after you. They show you some different coverages. You know, it's kind of a, you know, they're based off the Tampa 2 stuff, but they're not afraid to play single high. They're not afraid to play man, you know, and they do a good job with it, they, like, especially, you know, some third down, some red zone stuff. So they'll challenge you.
You've never taken him shopping or anything?
I better not say never because I don't know. You know, we've been I introduced him to my suit guy, so I mean I've been with him whenever he bought some suits from time to time. I don't know, is that bad or no?
I don't know, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, right? That's all right, right? Yeah. Come on, don't judge me.